It is hard to attract new talent at your agency when you're going to promise them maybe you'll get furloughed and maybe your budget will be cut and so you won't be able to work on the projects that we want you to come work on. When the shutdown is over, it may be time for a marketing makeover for your agency to attract new talent. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. I think the idea, the concept, Tim, is terrific. I wonder about the execution because folks, when they do come back, will be coming back to this new budget reality we've been hearing so much about, and they might not have the ability to do as much as they would like to try to reshape how they do their outreach.
Yeah, so clearly, Francis, I think there is going to be a new reality that people do come back to, and hopefully they'll be coming back sooner rather than later as
yeah.
well. But I think some of this doesn't require a lot of expense. It may require some time and some really good, dedicated thinking. But there are some ways to try to get the message across and really to try to rebrand your agency without spending a fortune.
Rebranding is a term that is used over and over and over again in the private sector. I see it in government sometimes, too. I mean, how do you rebrand a federal agency, or is it more image? Are you talking more about image branding than, I mean, obviously we're not going to go change the names of agencies. So is this image the way people think about what you do?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, Francis. I think when we're talking about branding in this context, we're really not talking about changing your mission statement or coming up with some flashy or a flashy logo or some catchy slogan or anything else. It's really talking about the vital work that your agency is doing. And frankly, all of us can do that. And all of us have done probably a fairly decent job with that leading up to the shutdown in making the case why Congress shouldn't shut government down, that as a result of a shutdown, the services that we provide to the American people are going to suffer. We need to actually get that message out again. Whether or not the American people are actually seeing, at least at this point, whether or not they're seeing a decline in the services that government or specific agencies are provided or not is somewhat debatable depending upon where and who you are. But I think ultimately what we have to do, and we've talked about this a lot, Francis, is the focus on the mission. We really have to focus on the mission because that actually is number one what people of all ages are actually looking to government to do. But in addition to that, we actually have to acknowledge that we're not in the same environment that we have been before. But despite that same environment, you actually have an opportunity to contribute to a greater good. And that's actually the motivating piece of this. That's what we actually have to focus on. But we actually have to focus on it in a very, very intentional way. And we can't simply assume that potential job seekers, particularly those who may not be actively looking, but we need to reach, are going to draw that conclusion.
That's a really good point, Tim. And I'm hearing more people in the HR departments in government say, we have to do a better job of avoiding just putting notices up on usajobs.gov and assuming that people are going to find them, the people that we want. And that fits, I think, with what you're talking about rebranding, which is you don't have to convince every single one of the 320 million Americans that the mission that your agency does. You just have to convince the right cohort of people who are potential employees to come and do that mission. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and I think again what we often think about when we use the B word here and start talking about branding in this context is we're trying to brand ourselves as employers of choice, and by doing that again, as you said, we don't care that necessarily every American knows about the job opportunities that you present and what you present as an employer. What we do care is that cohort that you're trying to reach. If you're looking to bring on cybersecurity specialists, that's actually what you have to focus that in. What is going to drive them to actually be interested in your agency? And again, particularly those that may not be thinking about it right now. I think in the times that we're living in right now, there is still a fairly substantial interest, particularly among young people, in working for the federal government. We can't ignore that, and we can't take that for granted. We need to continue to cultivate that. But at the same time, we also have to think about how do we get the person, regardless of age, regardless of experience level, that's the right person for the job. How do we get to them and make the case to them for why they need to come. And that's where that becomes the more difficult sell here. If we're simply going after anybody and everybody, this is actually a fairly easy task. If we're actually really focused on the people that are going to contribute best to the agency and perform at the highest level, whatever the job happens to be, that may mean that we're actually going after passive job seekers as well, the ones that aren't thinking about government already. What's the case to be made there? And the case there as an employer to brand yourself as an employer of a choice becomes a lot more difficult when then you put into the equation furloughs, government shutdown, reduced benefits or greater payment for benefits, salary freezes, list goes on and on and on. That's where it becomes even more important. And again, I don't think largely we've focused on that audience as much as the ones where they're already coming to us. That's actually good if they're already coming to us, but does that actually fill all of the needs that we have with the best people? We actually have to go beyond that.
Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service. I was at an event today that a firm hosted and moderated with some folks who are experts in the world of cybersecurity. One of them was Karen Evans, and we were talking about workforce issues. And she said one of the things that cyber people want, they want to be known as the best at what they do. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they want to come to work for the government, but creating an environment where they can gain recognition is really appealing to people in that particular specialty. And so it sounds like that's the kind of thing that you're talking about, which doesn't require money, but just understanding and recognizing what that cohort of people wants out of life, expects out of life. And, you know, as I think about it, I think back to last Thursday night to the terrific Service to America Medals presentation you and your colleagues put on, and I can't imagine somebody who, whether they were thinking about working for the government or not, if they're thinking about working for somebody else, anybody else, seeing anything like what we saw last Thursday night and not going, well, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, and frankly, Francis, you know, you were there. You saw the awardees come to the podium, accept there, and how many times did you hear one of them as they were accepting the award say, you know, I came to work for the CDC because I wanted to work among the best.
Yeah.
And I wanted to solve the not only the country's but the world's biggest issues. You know, that was a common theme across. So many of the folks who were honored last Thursday, and that is what we actually have to appeal to. And to do that, we actually have to think about both what they, the job seeker, want, but also how we want to be perceived as an employer. And I'll tell you, you know, as we're looking at some of that stuff, you know, we ought to be looking at internally as well. We ought to be looking at how our current employees view us as well, because what we need to make sure that we're doing at the end of the day, Francis, is making sure that whatever that brand promise that we're actually promoting to potential job seekers, that when they come in, we're actually living up to that promise. If we're not, what we've done is creating a revolving door where they come in, that promise isn't going to be met, and they're going to go right back out the door. The other thing that I think is really important in the context of shutdown as well, that I don't think, by and large, government leaders are thinking enough about yet, is not only how do we rebrand ourselves for jobs, potential job seekers, but how do we rebrand ourselves to our current employees as well? We've now been almost 2 weeks into a government shutdown. When employees come back, how do we again position ourselves as this is a great place to work? You want to stay here. You want to contribute, continue to give your time, your talents, and your effort to this agency and to government. And I think that's not only for the folks who have come back after being furloughed for some period of time, but it's also for the folks that, quite frankly, are working right now. And some of them actually are looking out of the corner of their eyes saying, I've actually been working for the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting a paycheck, but so are now are my colleagues, or potentially so are my colleagues now, who have not been in the office at all, not working, and they're getting paid too. So we've got some rebranding to do for our current employees. And again, what we want to do is make sure that we're hanging on to good talent. And things like this, if we aren't careful, and if we don't spend some time talking about, again, how we reengage that workforce as they're coming back through the doors, as hopefully we open up sooner rather than later, we need to capitalize on that and really pay some good attention to that.
Well, Tim, let's leave it there for today, and let's talk about that the next time you come on, because God help us if we're still in this position then, but certainly the concept will still be very important. Let's do that next time you're on the program.
That sounds great.